This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. This show is sponsored, by the way, by Fordham Resources, our boys at Fordham Resources. We love our boys and girls at Fordham because I am the capitalist evangelist. And I love to introduce you to All American Stories. And Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North American International. Let's see you say that six times fast. Fordham Resources, led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to over $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, nine times bigger than the island of Manhattan. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com to check them out. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. And once again, ticker symbol in the U.S., FTMR. Check them out. So I wrote a commentary called Jexit, Time for Jews to Exit from the Democratic Party. We'll get to that leading off the Newsmax Hour, hour number three. I did it in hour number one. I'll do it again in hour number three. To lead off national TV, hope you will enjoy it. I think you will. I already got incredible feedback from it. Some of the big news stories today, Jussie Smollett indicted on 16 felony counts in his hate crime hoax. Good news. Adam Schiff was coaching Michael Cohen. Coaching him. Can you imagine coaching him for 10 hours, him and his staff, before Cohen went out there in front of Congress and lied, and obviously he had a script in front of him. The whole thing was written by Adam Schiff and his crew. And then this is the funniest news story today. Ilhan Omar, I'm telling you right now, these are three bad women. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, the one who called Trump a mother effer. Ilhan Omar, who's Mrs. Hate Jews. And then, of course, the third one is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who defends both of them and created the Green New Deal that would destroy all of us. It would be a suicide pact for the United States of America. The suicide deal. It's a green suicide deal. Those three think they run the Democratic Party now. And Ilhan Omar had the nerve to blast the former Democrat president of the United States, who I hate. I despise Barack Obama. I think he was horrible. But maybe the one thing he did in this world right is he killed a few of those horrible people who hate America, who are Islamic extremists, you know, from drones in the Middle East. And, when you say caged kids, I'm not for caging kids, but I am for keeping people out of the United States who are bad. And Obama did all that, and she attacked him for that. She blasts Obama for the caging of kids along the border and getting away with murder overseas. Wow. That is amazing. She has the guts to do that. Stunning comments by Minnesota Democrat. Former President Obama's hope and change was nothing more than a mirage, she said. As she saw, this is how radical these nutcases are, these freaky freaks. The party ostensibly commits. See, when Obama looks like a moderate or a conservative, then you know you're dealing with horrible commies. I mean, this is what I said on Twitter the other day. We've gone from a guy who I thought was a horrible Marxist, stealth Marxist, who couldn't tell you what he really thought, but really wanted to turn America into a communist country, and an incredible over-the-top Muslim sympathizer, Obama, to now people who aren't Muslim sympathizers. They are the Muslim extremists. They are part of the bad guys who hate America. They are Islamists. And they're not stealth Marxists. They're telling you to your face, we believe we want to turn America into Venezuela. You know, the country that's had 24-hour blackout now. And they're probably in the dark at this very moment murdering each other. It's just so amazing how far American politics has fallen to liberal extremism, otherwise known as communism. This woman, Ilhan Omar, she saw at the party ostensibly committed to progressive values, but it became complicit in perpetuating the status quo. She said the hope and change offered by Barack Obama was a mirage, recalling the caging of kids at the U.S.-Mexico border and the droning of countries around the world on Obama's watch. She argues her Democratic president operated within the same fundamentally broken framework as his Republican successor. She called him a pretty face who got away with murder. These are people that would destroy America if you gave me half a chance. Half a chance. Look at this article out today. Ilhan Omar's Minnesota congressional district is the terror recruiting capital of the United States. FBI statistics reveal Minnesota's 5th congressional district, represented by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and includes the urban area of Minneapolis, is the jurisdiction with the highest rate of terrorist recruitment in the United States. It's reported to have the highest Somali population in the United States. No, actually, it's the highest in the world outside of Somalia. And this demographic has proven to be connected to terror-related activities, Fox News reports. More men and boys from a Somali-American community in Minneapolis have joined or attempted to join a foreign terrorist organization over the last 12 years than any other jurisdiction in the country. And this is who Omar represents. She's a bad, bad woman. Do you understand that? Her and her hijab hate America, hate Jews, hate Israel. She's scheduled to raise money in March with the Hamas-linked Council on American Islamic Relations. That's CARE. Wow. And she once wrote a letter to a judge who oversaw the case of Somali terrorists who left this country and joined ISIS and then wanted to come back. And she asked the judge to have compassion for the terrorist and to take a restorative approach to justice. Uh-huh. Yeah. I warned you all about Michael Jackson. I was the first one again. I'm always the first. I warned you about Jesse Smollett. I was right. Warned you about these people coming to the United States that are an invasion of this country. And I was right. Country's being invaded. I warned you the Democratic Party wants the borders open. This is their version of Cloward Piven. Cloward Piven taught at Columbia University when I was there by two Columbia professors who had left just before I got there, but it was still taught there. And it was overwhelm the system and bring America to its knees by getting everybody on welfare. And so they've updated it. Now you just leave the border open and let all the foreigners illegally march in and go on welfare, and you'll and be, don't forget, prison costs, judge costs, jury costs, police costs, court costs, prisoner costs, prison cell costs, prison guards costs, cops cost. Every one of them have 12 kids all going to school, $20,000 a year. None of them learn a damn thing, ever. Of course, they don't speak English, so why would they? Sitting in an English classroom and saying, por favor, what did you say? They don't learn a damn thing for $20,000 a year, wasting all our money. And they're all getting free Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, wasting all our money. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, but it's all Cloward Piven, bombard the United States, overwhelm the system. And today Nancy Pelosi said it. She said it. She said she wants the illegals to vote right away. They are voting right away, I guarantee you. And then I was right about The Simpsons. I mean, Michael Jackson, who's got a Simpsons episode featuring his voice that's going to be pulled. They're not even going to play it anymore. And soon they're not going to play any of his music anymore. Soon he's going to disappear off the earth like he never existed. Like he never existed. He was never there. And all the money in the Jackson family is going to go away because Michael Jackson doesn't exist. We're all going to make believe he wasn't there because he was a pedophile. And he loved, clearly, based on all the news media outlets, I'll say it that way, clearly, allegedly, he loved to rape little boys and have marriages with little boys. And even worse than that, as sick as this sounds, if he had raped little boys and then, like, married them and stayed with them for life, I guess I'd say he's a sick pedophile, but that's it. But he's sicker than a pedophile. He's a mean pedophile. Because first he raped them, and then as soon as they got, like, they went from the age 8 to 10, he dumped them for a new 8-year-old. He liked nothing but new, fresh young boys. I mean, he's just as sick as they get. Sick as they get. Even on the pedophile scale, he was pretty sick. Right towards the top of the pedophile scale. Venezuela now 24 hours in darkness. Maduro blames the U.S., calls an electricity war. Democrats block a motion condemning illegal aliens from voting in American elections. Big news story. You never hear it on the evening news tonight. House passed H.R. 1, known as the For the People Act, which was approved along staunch party lines. Conservatives and Republicans alike derided the bill as a voter fraud election theft wish list. Dan Crenshaw sponsored a motion. That's the great guy with the one eye he lost in battle for the United States of America. So he's got the patch over his eye, and he sponsored a motion to recommit. He's a Republican from Texas, by the way. A motion to recommit before the final passage of H.R. 1 to express the sense that illegal aliens voting in elections violates fundamental tenets of American democracy. The motion to recommit failed. 197 in favor, 228 against. 191 Republicans voted for Crenshaw's motion. 6 Democrats voted for it. Good for them. 227 Democrats voted against the measure, meaning they want illegals to vote. And one Republican, Representative Justin Amash. You know, Justin Amash, can I say this out loud? You are a freaking idiot. You're the dumbest Republican that ever lived. Why do you have an R after your name? Switch to the Democrats. Nobody wants you anymore. You are a complete fraud and a traitor, my friend. Moron. Who could ever vote against that? A simple bill that says we don't want illegals to vote. Crenshaw's motion mentions voting is fundamental to functioning democracy. It's of paramount importance in the United States maintains legitimacy of its elections, protect them from interference, including foreign threats and illegal voting. Isn't that what the Democrats claim they wanted? Foreign interference in U.S. elections? Oh, it's so terrible. Russia. Russia spent $100,000 in an election that cost $5 billion. Oh, that's the reason Trump's president. Foreign interference. But the fact that millions of illegals are voting from Mexico and Central America, no problem at all. You know, you could stop illegal voting tomorrow and illegal immigration tomorrow and you'd build the wall tomorrow. Just announce that all illegals support the Republican Party. From that moment on, they build that wall so fast, it's so high, and they put a boat on the other side, fill it with alligators, and they put machine gun nests in the wall. The Democrats would. If you could stop people coming by the hundreds of thousands into America who are all intent on voting Republican, they'd machine gun them in the middle of the sand of Mexico. They'd let them die with alligators eating them. But because they know they all come here and get addicted to welfare and vote Democrat, they don't want a wall and they want to welcome them in. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
War now!
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Ron Corey, with his great book, Tenacity, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Great friend of mine for many, many years. One of the most successful businessmen in Vegas, living the American dream. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. Vegas tough guy and former Marine from Brooklyn fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him, put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious. He beat them all. That's why the book's named Tenacity, the raw story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only Ron Corey, only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. Ron's book may be turned into a movie. Hollywood is very, very interested. The story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill's the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com, for more details. C-O-U-R-Y, Corey. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com, or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. And by the way, we got a book giveaway with him. We've been giving one away every day for the last 9 days. Today, I believe, is day number 10. And we've given books away to people all over the United States and all my affiliates in Las Vegas and in Palm Springs and in Connecticut and in Kentucky and all over the place. A great spattering of diversity. Liberals talk about diversity. I have diverse conservatives everywhere. So get a copy of the book right now. The first caller will get it right now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's see how fast your fingers can move. First caller gets the book Tenacity free, courtesy of Ron Corey and Wayne Root, and the War Now Wayne Allen Root Radio Show. Thank you, Ron Corey. Tenacity, go to Amazon. Get it. Great gift. especially if you're going on vacation for Easter, you know, and you get on an airplane. Here's a book you can read in one airplane trip. Great stuff. You know, and by the way, I was mentioning this H.R. 1 bill Democrats passed today, but of course it means nothing. The Senate's going to kill it, and that's the end of it, or Trump would kill it. But the point is they're going to get in office one day, and God forbid, this is what they want. H.R. 1 would mandate that states allow felons to vote, individuals to vote without an ID, same-day voter registration, free mailing of absentee ballots, the adoption of new redistricting commissions, lots of other dangerous mandates. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I tell everybody every day, I'm the first guy in the country I know of who said you can't get a doctor appointment without ID. They won't let you walk in, let alone surgery. I mean, just walking in for a $100 doctor visit, you've got to have ID. And every poor person has it because they couldn't get it free from the government without it. And they've all got their ID when they walk into the government office to collect welfare and food stamps and Medicaid and anything else they're getting. They've all got government-issued ID, photo ID, or they couldn't get it. But when it comes to voting, if you ask them you're a racist and they say it's impossible for me to get it because I'm black or I'm Hispanic, it's the biggest lie, scam, fraud in the history of America. They're scamming us. They just know they can't win elections without illegal voting. What a fraud. Just absolutely amazing. And part of that bill, H.R. 1, is they block this motion condemning illegal aliens voting in American elections. Amazing. They want to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. And Pelosi admitted today she doesn't want the wall so illegals can vote. We also got an admission by Greenpeace's co-founder that global warming is a hoax and a scam pushed by greenie government scientists. There's another great guest. If you're listening right now, Andrew Paul, you know, I tend to forget when the segment's over. I don't remember saying it. Get me this guest, Patrick Moore, former founder of Greenpeace. I want him on. He has turned into a raving conservative, co-founder and former president of Greenpeace. Patrick Moore says climate change is a complete hoax and scam, which has been taking over science with superstition and a kind of toxic combination of religion and political ideology. He recently made headlines for calling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a pompous little twit and a garden variety hypocrite on climate change. His message echoes that of John Coleman, the late Weather Channel founder, who called global warming the greatest scam in history. Wow. This guy told Breitbart today that fear and guilt are driving the climate change argument. The climate change movement has been co-opted and corrupted politicians and bureaucracies in order to exert further control over the people, noting that green companies only exist on the back of taxpayers. Haven't I been telling you that for years now? There is no wind or solar that would work without ripping off the taxpayers and handing them all the money. He also warned that man-made climate change, known scientifically as anthropogenic global warming, threatens modern reasoning itself, much like the persecution of Galileo. This abomination that is occurring today in the climate issue is the biggest threat to the Enlightenment that has occurred since Galileo. Nothing comes close to it. This is as bad a thing that has happened to science in the history of science. You know, I'm a sports handicapper and a radio talk host. When I say it, no one cares. This guy says it, it's true.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's hard to believe the tornado damage in Lee County, Alabama. Trump got an aerial view of the destruction by a helicopter shortly after Air Force One touched down at Fort Benning, Georgia. Meanwhile, the first funerals are being held today for nearly two dozen people who were killed by Sunday's powerful twister. 23 Republicans voted against an anti-hate resolution that did end up passing, though, in the House of Representatives. One of those Republicans was Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas. He joins Fox News and explains why he voted against the bill.
We didn't address it. We just generally said, basically we were against hate, except maybe not the kind of hate of a Democrat that hated Republicans and tried to kill a number of them, shot Steve Scalise, the violence against Trump supporters.
U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson has decided to resign, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, sponsor this segment, Tangible Investments. You know you got to buy gold. I don't need to say much here, right? I'm just a huge believer in gold and silver and precious metals. The world economy, war, North Korea, Iran, all kinds of problems around the world. All kinds of people trying to take poor Donald Trump out, who's doing such a great job. Quoted you some great economic statistics today. Trump doing a great job, and they all want to take him out, whether they impeach him, whether they imprison him, whether they have to assassinate him. They just can't wait. They're salivating at the idea of ruining Donald Trump, not getting him reelected, or even killing him. How extreme is that? How wacko is that? But go on the internet and see. Go on Twitter and see how many of them want to do that or wish he's dead. Who knows what might happen? All I'm telling you is when bad things happen, gold holds its value or goes up, and the dollar goes down, and the stock market goes down, and real estate goes down, and the economy goes down, but gold goes up or holds its value. That's why you got to own some gold. It's wealth insurance. So give a call to Tangible Investments, because if you're going to buy some gold, which I think you should, which I do all the time, then you've got to buy it from someone who's credible. These are good friends of the show, good friends of Wayne Root. They've been in business 30 years. I've known them 15 years. They've done billions of dollars in transactions. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. After you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again, we promise. Call now to find out if you qualify for a $199 gold coin gift free. $199 gold coin gift free. Not, you don't have to buy anything. You get it free, and you didn't even buy anything. So find out if you qualify for it. It's as simple as that. 800-780-9000. Give him a call. Tangible. All right. Got our guest here. Oh, very unusual guest for the show. I told Andrew to get this guy on the show. As soon as I saw the article about him, I thought he'd be a very interesting guy and a very different guy, unique guy, to have on the show. So we've got David Nino Rodriguez, heavyweight champion, 37-2 with 35 knockouts, 25 in the first round. He's from El Paso, Texas. He's a native of El Paso, Texas, and he's a witness to what goes on the border, to the gangs, the sex, the drugs, the organ trafficking, criminal behavior committed by illegals. I just don't want to get in a ring with him. Hey, David, you're on with Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Do I call you David or Nino? Because I see it says David Nino.
You can call me. Everyone calls me Nino.
Okay, all right. So we're on with Nino Rodriguez, who is the heavyweight champion, 37-2, 35 knockouts, 25 in the first round. That is very impressive, my friend. How old are you, David, or Nino? How old are you?
Well, I'm retired now. Yeah, I'm 41. I don't think I'm getting back in the ring anytime soon.
So your lifetime record was 37-2. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, got it. I didn't understand.
Towards the end of my career is when I lost my two fights, but I went on a 36-0 winning streak.
Wow.
And but it wasn't until later when some unfortunate events happened that I lost those fights.
All right. So, you know, the way you're talking, I don't know if you consider yourself a Republican or a Trump fan, or you're just an
I've always considered myself independent, but definitely when Trump came along, I was like, that's my guy.
Okay,
just because
good.
I knew the media was bashing him, I knew, hey, that's who I want. You know, I look what he's. I like what he stood for, what he stands for now. I'm definitely a Trump supporter.
And I don't see why more people who are quote unquote minority, who are either Hispanic or Black or gay or women, whatever classification you want to make it, I just don't see why they don't like Donald Trump. But let's stick with Hispanic, because with a name like Nino Rodriguez, I'm assuming your nationality, your background, you're American, but your background is Hispanic. And I don't understand, you know, when you walk around your home place of El Paso, Texas, your hometown, most people obviously are very anti-Trump, right?
Oh, this is Beto land. This is Beto O'Rourke land. So here it's a very different landscape because, you know, to me it's just the way I keep looking at it the same way, and I always will. To me, it's a very logical argument. It gets a very emotional one. And I don't understand how people don't like him. When they don't like him, it's usually something personal. They felt something personal with him. Like when he said, hey, they're sending us their worst or they're criminals, this and that. The Mexican people took like it was a stab at them. Which to me, I didn't take it that way. I was like, well, yeah, he's right. You know what I mean? Like the people that are coming here are, you know, there's some good families coming here, no doubt. But there are some very bad ones. You know, for every 10 gardener snakes, there's a rattler. And, you know, not just the ports of entry, but all over across the southern border, they're flooding here by the hundreds and thousands. I don't think people understand what this national emergency really is. It's a severe one. It's a serious one. This isn't a joke. Like, they have floodgates have been opened, and they're just pouring in here.
Well, and the Democrats have made it very clear. They used to hide it. Nobody hides it anymore. They've said in the past 24 hours, all of them, from Nancy Pelosi to the vote taken today, they want illegals to vote the minute someone gets here illegally.
Yeah, exactly. They're their voters, and they come here. Most of them are extremely uneducated. They don't know English. A lot of them are part of the criminal element. They're not coming here to stack groceries. Once, you know, if they can make a score on a hit, like a drug deal or robbing a house or whatever, that's a lot easier than working 9 to 5. So you got to understand, like, they're coming here with a different mentality. A lot of them are. Like I said, there is a lot of good people coming here, too. So you can't lump them into all the same category, but we definitely need to vet them and see just who's coming over here. Because I don't mind speeding up the legal system, you know, the legal way to come in. But we definitely got to stop what's happening right now. And, you know, the Democrats want them here, yeah, because they want them on the programs, the free stuff. You know, here in El Paso Juarez, every morning at like 7 a.m., and this is not a joke, the thousands of kids come here to go to our school. They cross over the bridge to come here to go to school. I don't even know how that's even allowed.
How is that legal?
I don't even know. You're asking the same question I am. How do they just come here to use our school system and then just go back?
I don't know, because it costs the government and the taxpayers. First of all, nothing costs the government. The government has no money. Democrats don't understand that. Taxpayers fund the government. So Nino Rodriguez and Wayne Allyn Root fund the government. So it costs you and me, Nino, and the American taxpayers about 15,000 to 20,000 students send a student to school each year in a public school. So every time a kid crosses over from Mexico, that's $15,000, $20,000 for our money.
Oh, you should see they come by the droves, thousands, just to go to school here. Just to use our school system and then go right back after school.
I don't get it. How are they even? Well, forget about the legality of going into the school. How do they just walk over the border? How is that legal?
I don't know. It's just very lackadaisical. Nobody really cares. A lot of the Border Patrol, you know, that work here, have families that are illegal immigrants. They're all part of this. They've infiltrated the system to where everybody's just part of it. You know, it's just a joke. It really is a joke. And I even told people, I'm like, you know, I even figured out a way that Trump could really fund the wall. And that is, there's a crossing fee every time you cross into Mexico.
Right.
And you come
You and
back.
Me both, brother. You and me both. I came up with that same idea in my nationally syndicated newspaper column. Why can't we charge a toll? I grew up in New York, and I left a long time ago, thank God. New York's a great place to be from. I wouldn't want to live there with the traffic and the taxes and the tolls.
Right.
So anyway, the tolls on the Throgs Neck Bridge and the Whitestone Bridge are now like something like $12 to cross it every day, not once a month. Every day. If you cross it every day, it's $12 a day. And there's a bridge called the Verrazano Bridge from Staten Island, New Jersey. I understand it's $17 to take it. So why can't you charge $25 to cross the border?
Well, think about this. To go over to Mexico, it's about $3.50, $4. To come back, it's like $1.25. So what you should be doing, there's hundreds and thousands of people crossing daily over here to all the ports of entry, not just where there's none, where there's no wall and people just come here illegally, but people actually crossing over here, hundreds of thousands daily, maybe, you know, who knows how many. I know it's astronomical, but you look from Laredo, Texas, all the way up to San Diego, all the ports of entries, charge them. Charge them and have it go to building the wall. I don't understand how that's a concept that either they haven't thought of or they're just ignoring.
I don't know how the concept they haven't thought of is one that I say on a daily basis, too, by the way. Let's hear how this strikes you, Nino Rodriguez, former heavyweight champion, 37-2 was his record. He retired with one hell of a record at 1.35-0, and a witness to the gangs, the sex, the drugs, the organ trafficking, criminal behavior committed by illegals. To me, the issue should have been, the way Trump should have phrased it from day one is, it's not anything bad about Mexican people. It's not bad about Hispanics or Latinos or whatever word you want to use. All it is legal versus illegal. And if you come to America, we want you to be legal. But in general, this should be about welfare versus no welfare. Well, if you want to come to America, great. But I don't have to pay for it because you want to come here. If you want to come here and better your family, good. Then you got to work. And it can't cost me a dime. And the way to accomplish that is you got to come here legally. And you can't collect welfare for the first 10 years you're here or the first 7 years you're here. Make a rule, whatever the number is. Then there's no way to collect all this money. Obamacare, welfare, food stamps, aid to dependent children, housing allowances, free food at school. You can't get it till you've been here for 7 years. I'll bet you that 90% of the people who want to come would dry up. They wouldn't want to come here anymore.
No, you're right. But here's the argument that I hear consistently throughout El Paso and a lot of the border towns is, well, this was our country first. And they all say, so they have this sense of entitlement. They feel like they should be coming here because it was theirs first, and the white man came and took it, whether it be the Indians or, you know, Mexicans really are the Indians, you know.
Well, I heard, I heard that from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, too, and I don't get it. We didn't take it from the Mexicans. We took it from the Indians. Why is it their country? I don't understand.
Well, Mexico is just a country, right? So this whole continent was, you know, belonged to those people. But the thing is this, is that, you know, yeah. But the thing is this, is like, you know, they feel that they're entitled to this country and everything that this land prospers from, they believe they should have.
Well, I think that everything good that happens in New Orleans, all the money should go to France because they had it first. It doesn't count.
You know,
we bought it or we fought for it. None of your business. It's ours now. Why would anybody say that?
Listen,
you know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of, Nino? I'm Jewish by birth, and the Palestinians think they own Israel, right? I don't know who was there first. I don't really care. The point is Israel fought by 12 wars and won them all. It's their country now. It's not yours, so shut up. Hey, Nino, hang for the break, man. I love you, man. You're a good guest. Hang for the break. I want to finish this on the other side, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, don't go anywhere. We've been on with Nino Rodriguez, former heavyweight champion of the world, 37-2, 35 knockouts, 25 in the first round. This guy's a badass dude. And he's a conservative, you know, and he's not for illegals crossing into this country because he's a taxpayer. He understands. And I want to discuss the actual issues involving the border because he's there and he sees it on a daily basis. When we get back, Wayne Allyn Root will continue with Nino Rodriguez. We're now. Root for America is the website. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you knew the things we said in the breaks, you'd either die laughing if you're a Republican conservative. If you're a liberal, you would just die. And you go, they don't say things like that. We're like on the New York playground. Chris, my board op, and I, and we even had some fun with Nino Rodriguez, who's waiting on hold. Heavyweight champion of the world, 37-2 before he retired a few years back. El Paso, Texas native. I want to mention Newsmax TV, because coming up in about 9 minutes, we'll be live on national TV, 80 million homes. Third hour of my show, Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. I'm the number one show on Newsmax. By a mile. I've got Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week with me. That could be one of the reasons. Bill is a great magnet. A lot of people love him. Number one in cable news 16 years in a row. That's an amazing achievement. I'd like to be number one in cable news one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. He's 16 years in a row. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, where you tell them, I want Wayne Root, and I can only get him if you pick up Newsmax. If you don't pick up Newsmax, I'm leaving. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. My show's on 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every night, Monday through Friday. Then it repeats the next day, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Newsmax TV, the number one show. All right, Nino Rodriguez is with us. His actual name is David Nino Rodriguez, heavyweight champion, former heavyweight champion, 25 TKOs in the first round, 35 out of his 37 wins were knockouts, El Paso, Texas native, and a witness to all the problems on the border. And welcome back to the show, Nino.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you took a video. You took a video in 2017, you know, showing how easy it is to cross the border. Tell us what that's about.
Well, that was just expose it, because I was sick and tired of people saying that, you know, well, what they were saying. Basically, people didn't really know what was going on here. So I wanted to show people just how easy it is to cross the border, just how easy it is to go over there. And basically what I did with Joe Biggs was bring people over here, you know, so that's what I did. And I crossed over there, took me a good part of, what, 2 minutes, and gave some high fives to the Mexicans over there, and we all laughed as we just kind of brought them back over here. Mm-hmm. They stayed here and they talked to us for a little bit, and then they went right back over. I mean, it's easy. It's honestly a joke.
I think, you know, if I was a richer man, I wish I was richer, but I would love to, like, have $100,000 just free to do whatever I want. And I'd say, Nino, you and I are going to pull a little game. I'm going to give you $100,000, and I want you to rent, like, 6 buses, fill them with illegals on the other side of the border, and let's drive them to Nancy Pelosi's house.
Yeah, and dump them off in her yard.
Yeah, watch them climb her wall. Let's see how she reacts, you know?
You know, and you know what's funny about that whole incident? What we did, you know, it's on YouTube. The thing is this, that what was so funny about that is after we did that, I had my friends who were Border Patrol agents telling me, like, hey, man, it's really not that easy, this and that. And then I said to them, well, then where were you? Where were
you
then?
You know, right.
If you say it's not that easy, then where were you?
Exactly.
Yeah, but they still have to get past our post and this and that. And I go, no, what are you talking about? They were in America. We brought them over right over to America. Showed everyone just how easy it is. It's a joke.
All right, so you wrote a letter. Well, I wanted to get this in, because remember, radio's short. We don't have a lot of time. You wrote a letter, Nino Rodriguez, to Beto O'Rourke. So what was the letter about, and why did you write it?
I wrote it because, you know, everyone in especially El Paso, you know, it went pretty viral. Everyone in El Paso is rooting for him, right? And there's no understanding what his policies are, what his platform is, except that, you know, he's basically, to me, just a cheerleader and telling everybody what they want to hear. People here think it's like the Dallas Cowboys or something. They're just rooting for him because he's from El Paso. And I'm asking them, well, what about anything that he says that you like? Well, I like that he wants to tear down the border wall and this and that. I'm like, you know how important that border wall is? See, to me, he's just telling the people what they want to hear. And I can't stand it. You know, he's just a cheerleader to me. I don't believe he has a backbone. And I'm just calling him out because I think he knows deep down that I don't even think he believes in what he's saying, to be honest with you. He can't. I mean, it's like I said, it's a logical argument against a completely emotional one. And that wall that was put up in 2006 is protect El Paso from extreme drug wars that Juarez had, where Juarez was number one murder capital in the world. Imagine if that wall wasn't here. That crime would have poured right over. They were destroying businesses. They were murdering people. They were beheading people, hanging them off rafters without their heads. I mean, it was grotesque. It was sinister.
And you know what the real scam is when you talk about Beto O'Rourke pulling the wool over people's eyes? His name isn't Beto. It's Robert Francis O'Rourke. And
he's Irish.
Right. He called himself Rob at Columbia University. I'm a Columbia graduate. He went to Columbia, and he was on the crew team. And if you look up any article with his crew team competing in the Columbia newspaper, it's Rob O'Rourke. So he only became Beto, which is, you know, Beto is Spanish for Rob, correct? That's what the translation is.
Well, to me, it's, you know, he says that he's had that nickname since he was a kid growing up in El Paso, which, okay, I'll buy that. But now, to me, it's just an insult. That should be an insult to the Mexican people. Some white dude running with them. It's a joke. It's like, come on, can't you see the obvious?
I mean, how many votes would he have gotten in the Hispanic community if his name was Robert O'Rourke? I'll bet you a hell of a lot less.
They
knew the name Beto. It meant something to him, you know? Nino, we got to run. Nino, we got the music. We got to run. But I'll have you on again. Next time there's a wall issue, especially if something comes up in the El Paso area, I'm going to have you on, man. And if you ever come to Vegas, I want you to look me up. I'm WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
You got it, man. I'm always
right?
out there.
Oh, good. Okay. Stay on the phone with Chris. He'll give you my phone number, okay?
Okay,
all right, talk to you in a while. Thanks, Nino. Be good. Wayne Allred, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Thank you to Nino Rodriguez, former heavyweight champion, for coming on to give us some idea of what's going on down there at the Mexican border. It is not good. Anyone with common sense knows that. But Democrats are traitors to the United States. They want to let all the bad guys in, except they'll vote Democrat. Newsmax TV time right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.